I want to see who's cheaper, who's not.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Keeping It Real.
Shut up.
We're here once again with my trusted co-host, crazy-ass Uncle Frank.
In the house to be.
Yo, y'all.
Keep it 100.
We just sitting down talking. We said to ourselves, hey, let's go on the air and talk about this. We want to talk about our man, good friend of ours. He's a good friend of ours, y'all.
He's a little slow.
Yeah, he's just a little slow.
He called the block runner.
Yeah, look, listen.
He's the community man. Yeah.
Our man, Jeff.
He's the older guy, but
he older.
He ain't been too far.
Now, just to give y'all a little background on Jeff, right?
Give y'all a big background on Jeff.
Give you a little background on Jeff.
He took the yellow bus to school. Eventually, he took the yellow bus to school.
And what else, Uncle Frank?
And
send him to the store.
He came up around his father in his life.
Right.
This is what he tells me. And he haven't went too far. He learned a lot of things on his own. But the brother still needs some guidance. But he thinking, well, he assumed, and I'm not going to say what you assume on the air, what you make out of yourself. But me and Brother Jamal see that Jeff still needs help. He's trying to be the community man of the block, which is something we would call a mayor. But elevator don't go all the way up. Brother Jamar, you can speak your piece about the brother, and I will sit back and I will comment on that.
Now listen, this is what I
because he's been tried by many.
Alright, but this is what I'll say about Brother Jeff. He's a good brother. I think we both could agree to that.
Yes.
He's a good brother. Now, my thing is
Sydney, you can't laugh. Oh. You're not even involved with this.
Hold on. My thing is this, right? This is all I want to know. How is this grown man? How old is he? Jeff about how old?
Jeff is about 50. He's about 56 years old.
56 years old.
He's in my bracket.
I just want to know how this man is living in a 2-bedroom apartment.
Oh, no, you're going too deep. No.
By himself.
And he has no roommate.
No, nothing. It's just him, man.
It's just him.
No woman, no girlfriend.
Just the TV.
This nigga got no flirt, no nothing. How's this possible?
Me and Brother Jamal spoke to the man.
Oh, my goodness.
Man to man, ourselves. And the man said he don't do women.
But what do that mean?
I mean, that means...
And that mean he do boys?
You gay or what?
That's what I'm saying, but the way he said it, he ain't said, like, on no gay shit.
Nah.
He just said, I don't mess with women.
He explained himself.
Right.
I just couldn't carry that no more.
But I'm just saying, like, bruh, come on, man.
Then when I asked him another day, the brother told me he does not discuss his personal life in public. And I feel like a man is proud about what he do.
But this is what I'm saying, Uncle Frank. If there was a personal life, right? No, listen, though. If there was a personal life, right? You live right across the street. You would see it.
I have never seen it. I have never claimed it.
See, now it's my turn. Like,
and I have never discussed it.
You never seen it, though.
I seen one woman looked at him.
And what did he do?
He pushed the woman away.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He was in the liquor store.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. Break the story down. Let's get a breakdown of the story. What happened?
Let's take a commission, then let's get back.
All right.
We'll get right back with you. All right.
We're going to get right back with y'all. We're going to take us a little break, y'all. We'll
take a little break.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Keeping It Real. Again, as always, I'm your host, Soldier Black. Sorry, Uncle Frank couldn't be in the building. I'm actually out of town right now. So, you know, I'm still dropping y'all a little segment. So, I want to talk to y'all about a recent experience that I just had within the last couple days. This shit is going to crack y'all up. So, get ready to laugh. This is about to be some funny shit I'm about to explain to y'all. Right? So, I was going to the gas station to go get me something to... Oh, again, hold on. Before I start the story, let me say this. I'm currently live up here, fucking with my niggas in Detroit. Shout out to my niggas in Detroit. You know what I mean? Because every time I come through, they always show me love. I always get love from them every time I come through. Shout out to my motherfucker Detroit niggas, you know what I mean? So, I went to the gas station, right? And my Detroit niggas is gonna crack the fuck up when they hear this, I already know, right? I went to the gas station to go get some motherfucking, you know, just like a pack of cigarettes and, you know, just some little shit, some, you know, snack shit, you know what I mean? Because it's close. It's convenient. So I go to the gas station, right? So when I go to the gas station, a guy walk up to me and say, yo, yeah, I got a little white girl, a little shorty in the car and shit, you know what I mean? You know, give me a couple dollars, she'll do whatever, right? It's like, yeah, you know, we got a little room and shit, right? So I was like, yo, these niggas up here, I swear to God, these niggas pimp hands is strong, nigga. They be fucking pimping the fuck out these bitches. Word up, my niggas be getting it the fuck in. They be and the shorties be rocking right along, you know what I mean? You know, niggas tell you. Yeah, you know, I put my girl up. Make sure, you know, she got a room every week and all that shit. Like, you know what I mean? You know, I make sure she good. Man, I got to give a shout out to my motherfucking pimping ass Detroit niggas, yo. I got to, man. I fuss with them niggas. Like, word up. They got the motherfucking game down to a T, nigga. All y'all other motherfucking niggas that think y'all pimping this shit, y'all better pay attention to them niggas in the D, nigga. You read them motherfucking Donald Goins books? Nigga, you ain't read Donald Goins books? Nigga, them motherfucking niggas been pimping up there. So if y'all want some motherfucking game on pimping, y'all better pay attention to the Detroit niggas. Flat out, nigga. Pay attention to them niggas. And watch what the fuck they doing. That's it. That's the end of my segment. As always, I love y'all. Stay safe. Don't do nothing stupid out there. You know what I mean? To get yourself in no trouble. You know what I mean? And be easy out there. I love y'all, bro. One. Here we go. Once again, we back with the second segment of this particular, I don't know what we want to call it. We are talking about pimping. That's what's going on right now. We talking about pimping. So, my thing, when it comes down to pimping, right, I sit down, I try to use some type of rationale and be logical about shit. So, my thing is this, right? If a motherfucker could pay a female to do porn on TV, why can't an average motherfucker just walk up to you, an average woman, and get some pussy? It don't make no sense. Now, I'm going to tell y'all again. I look at shit from a rational point of view. That's how I'm looking at this. Like, I feel like people is pretty much getting robbed. They trying to lock the girls up. They trying to do buses and all types of stuff. They want to get to the pimp. You know what I mean? The nigga, he's the pimp is pretty much the broker. That's the broker. They try to get to the pimp. You know what I mean? All types of shit. They just pretty much try to fuck the whole game over. We always see that they say that prostitution been going on for centuries. Since Roman times. Like, I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm getting confused by all this little crazy shit that they doing. I don't know if that's from fucking society evolving or I don't know what's going on. But again, I'm here with y'all, all my peoples. I love y'all. Stay up, as always. I appreciate y'all listening to the segments. You know what I mean? Future episode, I'm going to give y'all a phone number that y'all could contact and leave messages. And, you know, we're going to get this thing going. You know, we're going to listen to y'all messages and we're going to have discussions on it. So, stay tuned.